gather at your feet and to fellowship with you. Thank you for the access you have granted unto us. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's have a seat. You're welcome. Thank you very much for coming. John chapter 16. Verse 23 and 24. I don't know where John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Those who are mocking you, they are about to enter into a permanent shame. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 23. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Jesus was speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, or hitherto, have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now, it seems somehow, when Jesus look at it, a day will come. That you will ask whatsoever. Let's assume that someone is sick. And you know sickness is not a good thing. And you need help. You ask. You say, God will give it to you. You are dwelling in an unpleasant situation. Jesus said, ask for a change of situation. And he said, God will do it. I don't know whether you are going to ask tonight. I don't know your own situation. Because I've learned to mind my business now. I've learned to always mind my business. There was a young man that ran yesterday night. He ran to me after the meeting. He said, sir, I used to come with my wife to the comforter night. I said, which comforter night? He said, I used to come here. And this man of God speak something to my wife like, see the baby at the back. I said, since he said he's coming, I have to ask, I don't know him. Said, we used to come. I said, I came from Donga. We are living in Donga. I said, it's okay. At least, it's a testimony. Said, we used to come. He said, this man of God, he said something to my wife and see the baby now. He said, You know, so embarrassing because it just rushed and started shouting like that. See, so thank God for everything. I was going. You know, I have to struggle and boggle myself out today so that they will not tear me into pieces. this man said, please, we are going now. I have escaped. Let me tell you, a time will come. It's only once you will see me in this man. There's nothing anybody can do about it. But before then, understand the principle of life. You see, you open a prayer point now. Me, I've never had that kind of prayer point before. I don't know where I used to get this new prayer point from. But we should appreciate God for that. He said, any portal, any open portal that is speaking evil into my life, he said, I close it. I wonder how people did not pray such prayer. Do you notice that you lie down in the night and you are very, very strong? And in the morning you wake up and you are weak. Don't you know that there is a portal that has spoken witness into your life? No, am I communicating to you? Okay, what you don't even expect? What you didn't notice yesterday? You wake up this morning, you notice it. A negative thing. Don't you know that something has done that? And he said, okay, let this portal that has been open for negative speaking to my life be closed. You thought it's an ordinary prayer. Have you heard that before? You are not with me. Okay, you are tired of the message, you are? It's okay. I say 20 minutes, I was already listening. But I want you to get something. Whatsoever. What's the meaning of whatsoever? See, let me tell you. 95% of the people living in this world, they are in problems. Don't look at the dressing of people. If they tell you what they are passing through, honestly, you will say, you thank God for your life. I tell you. We meet with people when they explain their own predicament and say, Lord, please, just take this person out of this trouble. But don't know the greater trouble, the greater problem we have today is for a man to think that he doesn't have problem when he has problem. You know, somebody has problem. You know, this is a problem. And I know I have a problem and this problem must be solved. And you face it. It's a good one. But for someone to have problem and think he doesn't have. Hallelujah. See, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Jesus get to this point. Let me show you something. And that's the prayer we pray tonight. John chapter 17. Verse 4 and 5. And that's the prayer. For the next 10 minutes. You know, we are preparing for our crusade, so we'll soon round up now. Now my mind and attention is already there, not here. Jesus was speaking. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Jesus speaking. Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I have with thee before the foundation of the world. Jesus prayed such prayer. Okay, what do I suppose to say? Do you know there is a glory that God created with your life? And until that glory is manifesting, God is not happy. He will not be happy. Have you ever, you bought a biro and a paper for a child to write something, and he tear the book and break the biro, will not be happy. We are going to pray now. Lord, the glory you created with my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I desire the manifestation from now. Do you understand the point? Eh? You are not with me. Are you getting the point? Is there any glory that God attached with your life to be manifested? And if that glory is not manifesting, it means there is something that God will see. But when that glory begins to manifest, people will see it. And when they see, they will give back glory to God. I want us to pray. Oh God, the glory that you created with my life, I ask from now for the manifestation of it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want us to lift up your voice to pray this prayer. That is a glory. Not the fake one. The original glory.
The original glory.
Created with my life.
The original glory.
The original glory. That you created for my life. Lord, I ask tonight for the manifestation of it.
In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
When the glory departed from Israel, trouble comes. When the original glory of a man disappears, it's a trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And it says the glory of the sun is different from the glory of the moon. And the glory of the star are different from one another. Jesus recommended this prayer for us in Matthew chapter 5. Say you are the light of the world. But let your light, let it. How do you let it? But let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify my Father which is in heaven. I want us to pray. Whatever depriving my life from shining.
Whatever depriving my life from
in
shining.
In accordance to God's will.
In accordance to God's will.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I destroy such.
I destroy such.
Go ahead and talk.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
I want us to pray the last prayer. Lord, release your grace for my shining.
Lord, release your grace for my shining.
Release the grace for upon my life.
Lord, release the grace upon my life for shining. Release the grace of God.
Lord, release your grace upon me for my shining.
Release your grace upon me for my shining. Release your grace upon me.
Lord,
release your grace upon me for my shining.
Your grace to manifest my glory
for your shining. In the name of Jesus Christ, release your grace upon me.
Release your grace upon my life. For divine shining
upon me, for your shining.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift up your voice and give thanks to Him for answering prayer.
Thank you. Father, we thank you.
Thank Him.
Father, we thank you.
Thank Him.
Jesus, I thank you. Father, I thank you.
Thank you. Thank Him for answering your prayer.
I thank you. Father, I thank you. My father, my maker, my husband, I thank you.
Give Him praise for answering your prayer.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Abba Father.
We honor you.
In your name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name. Lift all your hands. Lord, we give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the access into your presence.
Yes.
Thank you for what we have asked of you. Thank you for the release of the answer to our prayer. Receive our thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And what God has been done with your life, no power of the devil will challenge you again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A door has been opened upon you to receive the good news from God. Nothing will close that door. As the door has been closed against negative spoken words to your life, nothing will open that door again. In the name of Jesus Christ. I commend you unto God and unto the words of His grace, which is able to build you up have given to you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Beginning from today, your glory will shine. Your light will shine. You will not be disgraced to the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord. We'll be right back.